Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Lucky Egg: Understanding Your Fertility and How to Get Pregnant Now is a non-fiction fertility guide by reproductive endocrinologist Dr. Lucky Seekin. Written for readers who want a clearer understanding of conception and fertility care, the book explains how reproduction works, why pregnancy does not always happen quickly, and how common conditions can affect the process. It combines medical education with practical advice, using accessible language to demystify topics such as ovulation, egg quality, miscarriage risk, fertility testing, and assisted reproductive technologies. The book also addresses the emotional strain that often accompanies fertility struggles, making mental health part of the conversation rather than an afterthought. Its purpose is both informational and corrective. It aims to replace internet myths and confusion with evidence-based guidance so readers can make more informed decisions about when to seek help, what treatments mean, and how to evaluate their options. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how conception works and why it sometimes fails. The book also explains why conception is often less predictable than popular advice suggests. Fertility is probabilistic, not mechanical, so even healthy couples may not conceive immediately. By emphasizing the biological complexity of reproduction, Dr. Formokane, Seekin gives readers a more grounded way to interpret delayed pregnancy, irregular cycles, or repeated negative tests. That framing can reduce the sense that something is uniquely wrong in every case, while still making clear when further evaluation is appropriate. Secondly, fertility testing, AMH, and reading the meaning of medical results, the practical benefit of this approach is that it improves patient agency. A person who understands what a test measures can ask better questions, seek second opinions, and compare treatment recommendations more critically. The book, therefore, functions not just as an explanation of fertility science, but also as a guide to navigating medical interpretation. It teaches readers how to think about results in relation to age, symptoms, medical history, and overall reproductive goals, rather than in isolation. Thirdly, conditions, such as PCOS, endometriosis, and diminished ovarian reserve. This topic also matters because these diagnoses are often linked to emotional frustration. Many readers with PCOS or endometriosis encounter conflicting explanations before they ever reach a specialist. By situating these conditions within a fertility framework, the book helps readers understand why one-size-fits-all advice is inadequate. It encourages a more individualized approach to care, where symptoms, age, and reproductive history all influence decisions about testing and treatment. That is a practical shift from general wellness advice to condition-specific medical reasoning. Fourthly, IUI, IVF, egg freezing, and the logic of assisted reproductive technology. By outlining treatment pathways clearly, the book helps readers understand how doctors decide between observation, medication, insemination, or in vitro fertilization. It also addresses related topics such as embryogenetic testing and clinic evaluation, which are increasingly relevant in modern fertility care. Readers gain a better sense of what treatment is designed to accomplish, what it cannot fix, and why quality of care matters. In a crowded field of fertility advice, this procedural clarity is one of the book's most useful contributions. Lastly, myth-busting, mental health, and communicating. During a fertility journey, equally important is the book's attention to the psychological burden of trying to conceive. It recognizes that infertility and treatment cycles can involve grief, isolation, and persistent stress, and it encourages support groups, therapy, and maintaining life outside the fertility process. The inclusion of communication scripts and prompts further extends that support into daily interactions, helping readers answer difficult questions and advocate for themselves. This makes the book more than a medical primer. It becomes a practical companion for the social and emotional realities of fertility care, which is where many readers need help most. In conclusion, The Lucky Egg is best suited for readers who want a science-based, patient-friendly guide to fertility without the jargon or hype that often surrounds the topic. It will be especially useful for people trying to conceive, those with PCOS or endometriosis, readers considering fertility testing or treatment, and anyone who wants to understand reproductive medicine before entering a clinic. Its main value lies in how it translates complex biological and clinical information into language that is accurate, accessible, and emotionally aware. Unlike many fertility books that lean heavily toward either technical instruction or motivational reassurance, this one combines both evidence and empathy while staying focused on practical decision-making. It does not treat fertility as a mystery to be solved by internet trends or a purely emotional experience detached from medicine. Instead, it offers a realistic framework for understanding what affects conception, when intervention helps, and how to interpret the options available. That balance makes it stand out in a crowded category of fertility advice books. If you would like to support Dr. Lucky Seekin, You can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.